Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Saturday. And the truth is, I'm not happy. I'm mad than a motherfucker. I'm exhausted. I'm pissed off because the Lakers fell to Denver. They were okay in the first quarter. Damn! But they couldn't maintain their lead. Denver got back in the game and won at the motherfucking end. Damn! You know what? Austin Reeves was an AR-15. What the hell happened to all the motherfucking threes he usually always shoot? He was quiet. He wasn't shooting no threes. This one was like, the Lakers were playing good in the first quarter and they all fell apart. D'Lo couldn't catch the on fire to get no threes. I wish he was making all them damn threes at the first quarter. He wasn't making no fucking threes. Damn. The Lakers had that game and they gave it away. They let the damn game slip away. Because when they started trying to heat back up, at the last fucking minute, it's damn near 30 seconds and the game is over. They waited until the last fucking minute to try to catch fire and make a damn comeback. Man, damn, Lakers, damn. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I am sick and tired of the Denver Nuggets. These motherfuckers is too perfect when it comes to playing the Lakers. They need to be tested. Is these motherfuckers on performance enhancing drugs or what? Are they on steroids or what? Because they seem to always have their best performance against nobody else but the Lakers. Fuck that. Who's your daddy shit? Nah, motherfucker. You own something. How is it that you perfect every fucking time y'all play the Lakers? You motherfuckers are always perfect. You perform and go up against anybody else. You motherfuckers shit. You fucking stink. You lay a fucking egg in a fucking court. You went up against Dallas, you lost. You go up against Boston Celtics, you can lose. You can go up against any other motherfucking team and look pitiful, come up short, and y'all lose. But soon as these motherfuckers play the Lakers, I bet you these motherfuckers are on performing hazard drugs. Because they don't miss. They are too fucking perfect. There's never no mistakes every time the Denver Nuggets play the Lakers. I am sick and tired of this shit. Now, LeBron, I did kind of felt some type of way and got kind of mad, but he was hustling, doing what he can do at the end of the game. You know, he did his thing, you know. It's the others that was lagging. Motherfuckers just walking around in circles. You know, they tried to make a little comeback at the end of the game, but it was a little too late. The Lakers can beat the Denver Nuggets, you know. Denver must be on some motherfucking drugs or some shit, because that's the only fucking time they always perform better when they go up against the Lakers. Anybody else, they lay down and take it up the fucking ass. They always lose to anybody else but the Lakers. I believe there's a fucking bandana against the Lakers, and the NBA has got this shit red to where the Lakers lose every time against the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets can beat nobody but the Lakers. Anybody else, they always seem to fall apart. They always lose. Look at Wimby. He beat the motherfuckers by one shot. Look at the Dallas Mavericks. They beat they ass. Any other team can beat the Lakers. The Denver Nuggets can lose to any other team except the Lakers. That shit is crazy, y'all. Y'all don't think that shit is funny? It's strange. To me, it is. Because it's happened repeatedly too many motherfucking times. How is it that these damn same Denver Nuggets can lose to other teams, but not the Lakers? I don't get this shit, y'all. And no, I never heard nobody never say we need to test the Denver Nuggets for performance has some drugs to see are they on anything. Nobody don't bring that up. Man, I am so sick and tired of the Denver Nuggets. These motherfuckers are way too perfect. It's never no injuries. Everything goes Denver's way. It's always perfect. Too fucking cute. Man, I'm sick of this shit. Man, the Lakers had this game. They just ran out of gas at the motherfucking end. And Denver got back in the game and it was a wrap. Man, I'm so sick of the Denver Nuggets. I almost kicked my fucking TV. Cause this is some fucking bullshit. Skip Bayless talking on X talking about, I guess, well, the Denver Nuggets are the Lakers' daddy. Nah, I think they're the Lakers' kryptonite, but at the same motherfucking time, Denver Nuggets can be beaten. The Lakers should have just held on to that motherfucking lead. Then it'd be a whole different story if the Lakers held on to the fucking lead and beat they asses, you know? They could have got them. They just fell asleep. They ran out of gas after when it got to the motherfucking end. It was too late for them to try to get something going. You know, Austin had made a three, and you know, it got down. It was 1-3, 1-10. Then Joker and a rap. You know, they had them. They had them. The Lakers. They tried to foul them out, but now they need to shut down a Joker. Shut down the main motherfuckers that's on the court, making all the shots and shit. You see, they had Denver. They kept fouling them. But they got to do more than just foul them out. I know I said on the last podcast, foul them out. But you got to do more, you know? Shit, I thought LeBron James was going to take over. You know what the Lakers' strategy need to be for the next game, for game two, ladies and gentlemen? LeBron needs to start it off, take over at the first quarter. Him and AD need to take over the fucking game. Take over that motherfucker in the first quarter. Put that fucking game away. That's what they should do. Blow them motherfuckers out. That's the only way to beat their ass. You soon as you step on the fucking court in game two, whoop they ass. You need to be going to halftime. The score should be motherfucking 50 or 60 fucking points. That's the only way to beat Denver. Number one, foul them out. You know what? Number one, no. I'll score their ass in the first quarter. Number two, foul the motherfuckers out. Number three, get all up in these motherfuckers. Smother their ass. And play aggressive and go to the fucking hoop. Because you see how the motherfuckers will keep on grabbing. They get frustrated and they keep fouling and keep fouling. Oh, and what was getting on my motherfucking nerve is every time the Denver Nuggets fouled the Lakers, them motherfuckers was looking around like, what was... I'm fucking innocent. Like, they didn't do nothing wrong. I'm like, damn! Man, what the fuck? Shit. Denver, y'all motherfuckers fucked up. So why the hell... Y'all looking around innocent.
What is the risk-adjusted return?
I mean, like, damn. Shit is crazy to the motherfucker. I mean, really. Man, shit is crazy, y'all. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the... Preacher is speaking the truth. And the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers can beat the Denver Nuggets. But they need to do it in the first quarter. Not in the third, not in the fourth, not at the last fucking minute. No. Do it in the first quarter. Whoop they ass. Whoop they ass in the first fucking quarter. All right? And then the Lakers will be all right. That shit pissing me off, man. Paul Pierce, oh, it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a sweep. You know, when does the Lakers play at home? I have a feeling they'll get a game, but they'll be better off if they play at home. You know, that's what I think. They'll be better off if they play at home. But, damn, man, Lakers, y'all have that motherfucking game. Man, what the fuck, man? D'Lo kept trying to hit those threes. They wasn't going in. I wish the hell he started off making threes in the first quarter. Shit. Why wait and let Denver go on a fucking run to start trying to do something? Especially at the last fucking minute at the end of the fucking fourth quarter. They started off good at the beginning, but they let Denver get back in the game. They should have kept on going. Don't give them no breathing room. Shit. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, It's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, the Los Angeles Lakers can beat the Denver Nuggets. They just have they gotta adjust. I'm pretty sure they can beat the Denver Nuggets. If any other team can beat the Denver Nuggets, so can the Lakers. The Denver Nuggets just decide not to lay down. The motherfuckers will lay down for anybody else and take it up their ass. But as soon as they play the Lakers, these motherfuckers are superheroes. They're the Justice Leagues. They can't miss. I believe they own some performance hazard drugs, a steroids or some shit, and the whole fucking team need to be fucking tested. And that's it. Until next time, I'm out, y'all. Peace.